17, report on crab licenses.
I'm sorry, 16.
Gillnet control date. Moving a little fast. To establish December 31st, 2005 as the control date.
Good afternoon again.
Good afternoon, Mr. Griffiths. I noticed nobody moved when I got to 17. I was wondering.
I was getting ready to.
Whatever is the pleasure of the commission, that's all that matters. Okay. We entered this last month in some detail, cover some items again. This is originated as an industry request last October during the commission meeting when we were finalizing some issues after the flounder fishery having to do with control and with certified scales. And one of the issues that came up at that time had to do about some concerns about the increase in the gillnet fishery, especially from out-of-state anglers, and also some impacts to such fisheries as the dogfish fishery. Concerns about anglers who are getting Virginia cards, getting gillnet licenses, coming and harvesting dogfish from Virginia waters, but landing them in other states, whereas Virginia would not get credit for those fish. Eventually, dogfish may go to a state-by-state quota, where if we don't have landing showing, we may get a lower percentage. So it's one of many issues that was brought up by industry on this issue. Just to go through this briefly, we have a couple figures we prepared for you in your evaluation. The first one shows the amount of licenses purchased since 1994 through 2008 for gillnets that are 600 feet or less. Now, you'll notice the blue line at the top is Virginia. It's been kind of a little bit of a decline, but overall steady recently. And the other lines, the red one represents Marylanders who have a Virginia card and buying gillnet licenses, and the green is other states combined. And you notice that's kind of an odd pattern there. It's better to look at it as a ski slope, if anything else. The next one is more significant. When we look at the gillnet license that is from 600 feet up to 1,200 feet in length, what we find is, yes, again, the Virginia and the blue line is fairly consistent over time, but the red line, the Marylanders who have come in, and this has been one specific concern expressed from the industry and the commission, those licenses have been in the increase. Back in 2005, 131 gillnet licenses were purchased by Marylanders who have a Virginia card. In 2008, it was up to 222. So it's just short of doubling. Just to point this out, as this has come through with other discussions with the FinFish Committee, just for everyone's education, the recreational gillnets, we currently have 916 that were bought in 2008, so they've actually been on the rise also. We do not have those broken out by state at this time. Another issue that has come up recently in months is how do some of these regulations impact license sales and thus impact the Virginia Marine Products Board, which will link into the next item. Gillnet sales over time, the top two lines represent those fees that have gone to the Products Board. So the large gillnet, the 600 to 1,200-foot gillnet, has represented in 2008 about $22,000 in fees going back to the Products Board. The smaller gillnet represents about $14,000 in fees going back to the Products Board. This example, which is also in one of the back pages of your evaluation, just represents the harvest over the last 5 years by gillnets, the two categories we have shown combined. You'll notice that croaker is a predominant leader from the gillnet fishery every year. Spot and striped bass is fairly high, and spiny dogfish is a fairly high item for most years. There were some years for spiny dogfish, it wasn't in the top 10 or barely made it, but overall in recent years, it has been a strong contributor to our overall fishery, and it's been actually a staple in the winter for some of our watermen before it closes.
Are these pounds or number of fish?
These are actually pounds. We have presented all of this to FMAC in detail, and we met with them last week, on Tuesday. They actually supported this whole item. It was 10 in favor, 2 abstentions for setting a control date, with the understanding that more details pertaining to limited entry in this particular fishery would have to be worked out with industry members. In fact, FMAC suggests they may have a subgroup developed just to work on this item for a while. A control date is just, that's all it is. It's a date to set forth future action. So whatever items the commission may take forth in the future, whatever the date you set, it'll be based on data prior to that date. This is similar to how this was happened with the crab fishery. So this is definitely with precedent. Proposal has been advertised in accordance with the code. It is a public hearing. There has been no public comments to date as of through yesterday. The regulation section will be a new regulation, Regulation 1190. The Commission hereby establishes December 31st, 2005 as the control date for the management of all gillnet fisheries in Virginia. Participation by any individual in any gillnet fishery after the control date will not be considered in the calculation or distribution of gillnet rights. Should any entry limitations be established, any individual entering the gillnet fishery after the control date will have no right to future participation in the fishery should any entry limitations be established. Key word in that should. This is not set in stone. This is just a control date.
Any questions of Mr. Grist? Mr. Schick.
What about people that did enter in after the fishery and after that date and has fished, after that?
Right. That's the thing that has to be worked out. That's the devil in the details answer pretty much. So whatever date is picked, and you have the option of going back to December 31st, 2005, and up to current. When it goes in back to the Fin Fish Committee, which it seems that would be the logical place to go back, and they have their little subgroup meeting, they'll work out those details, what to do about those who have entered after the date. So those are things to be worked out that this time, that hasn't been part of the discussion. It's just been the control date to this point.
Why was this date picked?
This was a recommendation of the commission at the last hearing for setting for public hearing.
Was it just arbitrary or?
It was before a significant increase in out-of-state license sales. They went up 70% since that date.
Right.
And that's what everybody had concerns with, and the people that come in front of the commission had that same concern. So that's the reason the date was picked. And I made the statement at that time, it would be very easy to move the date forward if we deemed it necessary, but almost impossible to move it backwards. So you're better off to go back because it's easier to come forward.
It's just I've had concerns from people who entered into the fisheries since that date.
And never had fished before.
And they never fished before. They entered into the fishery, and they fished every year that they've been in. And they're from Virginia, so they don't, I hate to see Virginians get cut out of an industry, because we've already done that with several other industries.
That's definitely not the intention of anyone, is having any Virginians cut out.
Some of the new people in the industry feel like.
Right.
So, because they see what happened with the crab, they saw the control date established. And then all of a sudden, anybody after that was out of luck. So.
And the Fin Fish Committee did speak on that very item, and with the recommendation, as I said, they want this worked out with industry members before anything else comes back to the commission.
Further questions? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to Mr. Schick's point about people being out of luck after control date goes into place, I think the crab control date actually shows that you can still have flexibility in the use of a control date. People have been able to enter the fishery since that time through license transfers. So there are some exemptions and mechanisms, I think, that could be developed to go along with a control date to provide some flexibility to make sure that the concerns that you've raised could be addressed. And I think, as was suggested, this from here would go back to FMAC and let them continue to work on it. But
well, what's the pleasure then at this point?
It's public
hearing. I know, but just go ahead and have that then make a decision as far as further work is concerned.
Mr. Chairman, I would think it would be appropriate after we hear from the public to take action and adopt a control date, but also go back to FMAC for input as to how they might seek to apply it.
Sounds fine. Any further questions?
I just don't want to see any Virginia gillnet fishermen cut out of the industry, period.
I think I understand loud and clear. Thank you, Joe. This is a public hearing. Does anyone want to be heard on this matter? Yes, sir. Come forward, please. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. My name is Anthony Smith, and I've been working in water for about 30 years. I've worked with other people and crab and got out all that. Now, commercial fish now with my friends, well, Gillnet.
Mm-hmm.
And the last couple years, I've put every cent that I own into getting my own rig. And I finally got everything together in December for the start fishing, and I just heard about this last week. So, you know, I'm kind of devastated. Got like $30,000 savings invested in this. And if you cut me off now, then that's $30,000 I've saved, hard-earned money that, you know, it's no good to me. And, I mean, I've worked with other people. I think it should be, if you fished with other people, that it would be okay for you to get your license if you get your own rig together.
Mr. Grist, comment?
Yeah, just like to point out again, no standards of limitation have been set forth at this time, and this regulation does not set any limitations at all. Yeah. Such considerations like that would be worked out with the committees, and it's a valid consideration, helper information, all that, and that would be definitely taken into consideration.
Good deal. Thank you. You're not out. I'm not going to put you in the cold.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Anyone else? Okay, public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission.
Move that we set the control date at December 31st, 2005.
Motion made by Mr. Bowden. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Thank you, Joe.